I'm John Feetsam, and I'm technical product lead with Monsanto Wheat.
Tell me, what's some of the solutions that you've offered wheat growers right now?
Well, with Westbred, our focus is delivering seed solutions and ultimately success for our seed supplier partners out in the marketplace and for their farmer customers. And really for us, that starts with the seed and our investment in our breeding program and the pipeline that we're bringing forward of products. Our current portfolio, we saw phenomenal performance with this year across Oklahoma, Kansas, and farmers actually harvested much higher yields on the whole than what many were accustomed to and maybe even have ever seen. It wasn't uncommon to hear about 80, 90, even 100 bushel in some dryland environments. So farmers were very satisfied with the yields they saw in some of our key portfolio products like WB Grainfield, WB Cedar, WB 4458 had extremely good performance there across Oklahoma and Kansas. And farmers were very satisfied with both the yield, the agronomics, and the protein.
Well, talk a little bit about the development of Westbred. How has it helped farmers out in what kind of what we're facing in Oklahoma with our environmental challenges?
Really, our investment started back in 2008 when we acquired Westbred. And some of the key things that we've done since that time is really focused on investing in technology to help drive wheat yields and a genetic gain faster. Things like seed chipping technology, molecular-assisted breeding, ramping up a doubled haploid program, all of which helps get newer and better products to market faster. We also centralized all of those resources with our breeders out of Filer, Idaho, in what we call the Wheat Technology Center. Now, I know sitting in Oklahoma, a farmer says, well, how does that benefit me in Oklahoma? Well, the key thing is it lets the breeders focus on what they do best, which is breeding and, as a team, working on finding newer and better ways to deliver new products. We still have the testing network out in the countryside, so we do a lot of testing in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, in the environments where your farmers are growing wheat. And we're utilizing that information still to make our regional advancement decisions so that we're bringing regionally adapted and proven performers to the marketplace.
And with the wheat market as it is right now, I mean, for the 2017 crop, it's imperative that growers really focus on the quality of their crop. And how can Westbred help with that?
With Westbred, one of the key things that we've invested in more recently is actually the development of my team, what we call the technical product team. And essentially, these guys are agronomists out in the countryside representing the Westbred brand. They're evaluating our product pipeline. But they're also the customer-facing agronomists, so the guys that are working on the agronomic recommendations for how to best manage our products and get the most out of them on each farmer's field. And so in that Oklahoma market, John Fenderson is our technical product manager and a resource that's working every day on generating new and better information on the key agronomic challenges that Oklahoma farmers are facing and how to best manage to get the most out of the wheat that they've planted.
And obviously, the seed business is a very competitive business. What makes you all better than the other seed companies?
We're focused on, again, delivering seed solutions and success. And it starts with the seed, but we look at wheat from a broader perspective. So I mentioned the technical product team and the investment there in that local agronomic resource. We're also investing in systems for our seed suppliers that help them go about doing their business more efficiently, but then also allow them to provide added value to their farmers' customers in terms of an optimal seeding rate recommendation. So the seed supplier now has the ability with the Connect-In system to generate a seed count down to an individual load basis if he wants to get that actual seed count for the seed that's going out to the farm. With that, as well as some information that the farmer's provided on where he intends to plant that seed, his intended planting date, the expected available water for that environment, some other variables, we're actually generating what's called an optimal seeding rate recommendation in seeds per acre to help him get to the most effective stand for that environment. We also convert that back to pounds per acre because we know that's how most guys think about calibrating their drill or their air seeder. And at the end of the day, it's really about helping the farmer minimize overseeding, planting too many seeds and running into challenges there, wasted inputs, but also minimizing the impacts of not putting enough out or underseeding and some of the challenges that presents. So really helping deliver a more consistent stand and ultimately, you know, hopefully helping the farmer generate more yield potential from his acres. We know wheat is a very challenging environment right now. Commodity prices are at the lowest levels we've seen in a long time. And so it's all about maximizing productivity and being more efficient.